just as quickly as it made headlines today. A story about how a proposed Republican ad campaign that would link President Obama to his controversial former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, has been shot down. A decision made by the deep-pocketed Republican at the center of it. Joe Ricketts, the founder of TD Ameritrade and family owner of the Chicago Cubs, says the ad campaign he had discussed with Republican strategists will not see the light of day. It was first reported by the New York Times. With us on the line is Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, this was an idea that Ricketts had intended to float. He wanted to get public reaction, and he got it. What has public reaction been?
It's been fierce, and it's been swift, and it's been almost entirely negative, also including Mitt Romney, who has immediately said that he'd repudiate any ad that took a personal attack on President Obama's background. What's interesting about this is that there were McCain advisors who desperately wanted to use the Reverend Wright videos and sermons. Sarah Palin was in that camp against President Obama 4 years ago, and they were turned down by the candidate themselves. John McCain says he's not going to go there. Now we learn about this plan that would have used it in a very explicit and very direct and very potentially damaging way. And as you say, it's been strangled pretty early in the action.
And so because this came up back in 2008, there wasn't anything particularly new. We already knew that Obama had attended Jeremiah Wright's church in Chicago, but hadn't listened to some of his black theology sort of sermons. So was there anything new that you think was going to come out of this, or was it just repurposing it for this new election?
It was repurposing, I think, just reminding people of videos that maybe they saw pretty widely 4 years ago. And I think one of the reasons that there are so many Republicans who are hesitant to go there is that they don't think it would work. I think one key element we've seen from the Romney campaign so far is they don't actually mind if you like President Obama. They just don't want you to vote for him. So any kind of personal attack may backfire. So that's why we're seeing these signals right now. They don't want this to be about the Obama economy, not about who President Obama went to church with years ago.
Rick, what can you tell us about Joe Ricketts, the guy who was behind the campaign, and the super PAC he's associated with? It's called the Ending Spending Action Fund.
Well, the name actually gives you a big clue as to his politics. He's a registered independent, a very strong fiscal conservative. It is fiscal issues that has him worried. He's not a fan at all of President Obama, and he's going to bankroll some very expensive and I'm sure very effective potentially ads against him. But they're going to be focused on spending issues because that's what animates him. He immediately put out a statement saying that this was never going to be a plan that he went with. This was the work of one particular ad man, Fred Davis, who's quite notorious for inflammatory ads, but that he intends to make this about spending issues, and he wants President Obama to be defeated, but doesn't want it to be over these kind of social or cultural divisive issues.
Now, of course, the Democrats continue to target Romney's record at Bain Capital. Those are tough ads. There are new ads out this week. Is your sense that this ad campaign that just got killed was going to be so much more inflammatory than what's going on with Bain that it took it to another level?
Oh, I think this would have taken it to the stratosphere. I mean, this is the ultimate attack you can launch at President Obama to give wide airtime to the speeches of Jeremiah Wright. This is something that President Obama has been personally uncomfortable with throughout his time running in national office. They know that these videos are out there. They know that they've gotten wide play. But to put big money behind them and have it on the screen of every person in America, again, this isn't his record we're talking about. These are people that he associated with. It's a different level of attack, and I do think it would have been extraordinarily inflammatory.
So even though the campaign isn't going to happen, has it already in some ways achieved its goal? Because there's a lot of press about it, so suddenly Jeremiah Wright is back in the news, Obama's connection to him is back in the news. Has something been accomplished from a Republican perspective anyway?
There's some Republicans, I think, who were whispering about that, saying they got to do this without putting any money behind it or being associated with it. Mitt Romney can say, I don't associate myself with this. I repudiate any ad that does it. That doesn't mean that it won't be seen and that it won't be effective and it'll get now free media. And it's possible that someone else picks up the ball and decides to fund an ad like this. There are lots of wealthy people that don't like President Obama and want to be defeated and may not have the same moral compunction about going personal as Mr. Ricketts does.
Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.